This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked and locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us in class today. Jason's engineering the broadcast. I'm Vincent Finelli. Kurt Wilson is joining us, the armchair survivalist. Welcome, Kurt.
What's happening, Vinny?
Well, you know, I was just chatting with Jason before the broadcast, and I asked him if he ever heard of Amos and Andy. You know, the... might as well start off politically incorrect, right? So, class, Amos and Andy were two radio comedians, if you will. They had a radio broadcast. The original one started in 1928, and it ran through 1960, and it was voiced by two white actors, Freeman Godson and Charles Correll. And, you know, frankly, it was quite the sensation. The Great Depression, the first one, was put on hold whenever Amos and Andy came on the radio, because radio was a big thing. It was the thing back then. And when their show came on every day, everybody would stop and listen to it. But I was thinking about Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben, Amos and Andy. I guess they're all going in the dustbin because of the political incorrectness.
Oh yeah. Just like in Sacramento when I was a kid, there was a restaurant, and it was a chain of them. And it was, and now I don't even remember it.
Are you going to tell me the name Sambo's?
That's it, Sambo's, and it was an Indian kit, a little Hindu, and that was their logo. And yeah. The Democrats got real upset about that because he was black, and they said, "Well, that's racist." And Sambo said, "What are you talking about? That's not racist." But, so they changed it to Denny's, and that's where it started. But actually, it started before that. By the way, Amos and Andy had a TV show also.
They did.
They were on television because I used to watch them. In fact, they were on TV from 43. Well, actually, for 5 years, 55 to 60. It's somewhere around there.
It
varies. I used to watch it all the time. I had no concept. It's a story about these two black guys that want to get rich, or you know, I mean, they want to make a living, and they come up with all these different ideas and screwed most of them up, and their wives would basically kick their butts and get them straightened back out all the time. And we didn't think black or white. We just thought they were funny.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And I never thought about Aunt Jemima or Uncle Ben as racist in any way. It didn't encourage me or discourage me from buying the product. I didn't say, "Huh, honey, this has a black guy on the box. We're not going to buy that." Or, "Honey, this has a black guy on the box. Let's buy this one." It was, to me, it was neutral. It was based on what the content
was. Was the very first black woman to be used for major advertising campaigns. She became very well off, and she hosted and started all kinds of organizations that helped people, not just blacks, but whites also. I think I'm going to go out and buy as many Aunt Jemima syrup bottles as I can.
And, they're going to be collector's items.
Yeah.
Well, it's. I just read that the Fed controls, believe it or not, the currency. They don't mint the currency, but they control the distribution of the currency. And the Fed is now, if I read this properly and correctly, the Fed is going to restrict the dispersing of tokens, also known as coins. They're going to limit the release of coins to circulation. Now, I'm not sure exactly why that is, but, you know, those who are interested in, you know, keeping collector's items like pennies, you know, maybe in 20 years you can say to your grandson, what do you think this is? Yeah. I don't know, Grandpa. What is it?
Well, you know,
what is that thing?
Trump put the Fed under the control of the Treasury Department, which I didn't understand. I mean, he just did it sort of offhanded. Very simply, he said, okay, it's an executive order. I mean, he did it like this. Here's an executive order. I'm just putting the Federal Reserve under the control of the Treasury Department, okay? Okay, let's go have coffee. I mean, that's as simple as it was. So I don't know what's going on. We know why they want to do that. They've always wanted to control commerce, and I'm an expert at that, and you and I have talked about that. This is how the deep state controls people, businesses, organizations, governments by commerce. So they get rid of the coins, and everything that's done for us, quote unquote, done for us, is a double-edged sword. Yeah, I don't like carrying around pockets full of change, and I think it's stupid when you buy something that says $12.99 for crying out loud. Just call it $13. On the other hand, that's just the camel's nose under the tent, and they're starting with that. And then, well, they already started with the $1,000 bills years ago. Remember those?
You mean getting rid of them? Well, it also was a $5,000 and a $10,000, and I believe there might have even been a $100,000 bill.
There is a $1 million bill also out there, but that's under government control. They got rid of the $10,000 down to $500 bills and left the hundreds there. And they claimed, well, you know, only people who would want to have that much cash on hand would be criminals anyway. And then they passed a banking law that said anybody that has $10,000 in cash can be arrested. So and the money taken. So this is just another step on it. This is just another rung on the ladder. Atlanta, what's happening in Atlanta right now?
Okay. We have Arjun in New Jersey on the line. We weren't going to take calls today, but Arjun, welcome. You're on with Kurt Wilson and me.
Howdy.
Hey, Vince.
Hey.
Hey, guys. So you guys were just talking about, like, I had like a quick comment about China, but I will come to it. But you guys were talking about like racial problems, you know, like just I overheard like when I called, and I am actually not white, I am brown, and I have never felt any racial problems here in this country. So I mean, like, I just want to say that, like, you know, like when I didn't had any skills, you know, like then I was not able to get jobs. And in that time, at that moment of time, I used to think that, like, maybe it's because of the racial divide and things like that. But no, but like when as I moved along, as I gained skills, you know, like wherever I went, you know, like I got jobs, you know, like what I found was white people have the biggest heart than any other race, because they are willing to work with you. They are willing to work alongside you. And what I've seen, like if you go to some place where there are places that are dominated by, let's say, Indians. Like I was Indian, so places that are dominated by Indians or by Chinese, they will only hire Chinese guys. But that doesn't happen with like white guys. If they are in the interview panel, they will hire any race. But like with Chinese guys, I have seen that they will only hire Chinese people, and they will only promote Chinese people. Similar thing happens with Indian races also. Some places I go, they only hire like Indian people, and with that also, they only hire from the region from where they are. So that's and that's how the promotion happens, you know. So
I have a question for you.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, how long have you been in America?
Around 18 to 20 years.
Okay, so have you realized yet that the mainstream media has been brainwashing you, or trying to, and teach you that whites are racist?
Well, actually, you know, this is my personal experience, and that's why I say, and I used to tell my father this thing, that the biggest heart that any race has, it's only white.
Exactly. We give, you know? Americans give more to benefit other nations more than any nation on earth. And yeah, you got some smart asses in the white race, just like you have everywhere else. But I have stopped on Texas highway when it's 110 degrees and there's a black woman who got a flat tire. We have stopped, changed the tire for her, and got her on her way.
Mm-hmm.
So the majority of us don't have a problem with that. But we have a problem in the United States with the media and the Democrats and the rest of the creatures like that are trying to convince everyone that white people are the cause of everyone's problems.
I think the actual racist people are actually blacks and like Chinese and Indians or any other race that actually come from outside. They are the actual racists.
Yeah.
That's just my position, you know. I want to talk about like China. You know, like on June 15th, what happened? China came in border, like there is a line of control. China shares border with India, like it's like 480 kilometers of border. And on June 15th, they came and they actually killed like 30 Indian soldiers. And they are not declaring how many casualties that they had. So what happened initially, like from May 5th, they came on the border sides of China and there were like talks that were going on with the officials, with all the officials and everything. So there are 3 points there, like it's called like patrolling point. So patrolling point 14, 15 and 17. It's in Galwan Valley in Ladakh. Now the temperature there is like close to minus 30 degrees centigrade and it is at 10,000 feet above sea level. Currently it's not that, the temperature is not that much. So they agreed that like the talks were happening and they agreed that they will go back from this patrolling point 14, 15 and 17A in this Galwan Valley. And so Indian soldiers came along and they said like, okay, you have to go back. So they went back. They built a structure there. Indian soldiers destroyed this structure. They retreated back on their line of control. Then what happened in the night time, they came with the clubs and with the iron rods and everything. But then they killed like close to 30 soldiers there. One colonel was there. I think they are not declaring and they declined to declare how many of them have died, how many of their soldiers have died. But like U.S. is confirming that they have seen through satellites that 50 of their soldiers or 40 to 50 of their soldiers have died.
Well, what we have found, the intelligence over there said that there's been 30 Chinese and about 20 of the Indians that have died.
Yes.
And half of them, because it's very rocky over there, it's the Himalayas, half of them fell off the mountain. They were literally knocked off the mountains.
Exactly, and you know, like, I cannot understand, like, I mean, like, I have worked with Chinese people, and I've seen the music is coming on.
Did you want to hold through the break, Arjun?
Sure.
Okay, all right. We'll be right back. Kurt Wilson's with us. And when Arjun's done, Kurt's going to give us an update on what's happening in his world. And what do you hear about what's happening economically to people who speak up and speak out? It's quite terrifying. We'll be right back.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kurt Wilson's with us. And Arjun's on the line with us from New Jersey. Arjun, please continue with your thoughts.
Yes. So I'm thinking that there's going to be a war between India and China. I think that it will be a small scale war, but there might be a war that will actually happen here. And I've seen similar sort of techniques that these Chinese people use, like within the organization, like where I was working, they do similar sort of things, you know, like they will try to create problems, you know, like I've never, throughout my lifetime, I've only seen like one good Chinese guy. I've never seen any Chinese guy who has like a good nature. but you know, like I just wanted to share this and, that this is all I have today.
Okay.
Well, very good. Just to give you a little bit of feedback on that, Chinese, and that's a problem in the United States. If you go up to a black guy, a red man, a white man, and say, "What are you?" Most of them will say American, one way or another. The Chinese won't. They'll say, "I'm Chinese." Chinese are all communists. That's what China is. They're communists. Communism has as its substructure the concept of anything for me, nothing for the society, nothing for people out there. They're not created. Communism does not create beneficial societal members. It creates single people who hate everyone but themselves. And that's why, you know, I have Chinese friends. I wouldn't trust them with my back to them ever. It's just because it's ingrained in them. And this is a generality, of course, because there are people out there, Chinese out there, who were some of my best friends, and I would stake my life with them. But they warned me about Chinese, communist Chinese. So it's something that we are ignoring. And by the way, that one of the ploys that the Chinese government does is they go into a disputed area and they build something.
Yes.
And then they claim that that area is theirs because they have their structures on it.
And that's what I think. That's what happened with this clash also. And they have been doing this thing for a very long time. You know, like they actually attacked. Like initially, they attacked India in 1962. At that point of time, India didn't have much weapons. You know, like there were only 100 soldiers in this region, and they had like 5,000 of force. So they took like that region. It's called like Askai Chin. Like it's like Ladakh's top part. So then after that, what happened, like agreements were made that, okay, that, you know, like whenever you patrol this area, you will not carry any weapon because things can escalate very quickly. So even in this clash, nobody fired anything. They came with the rods and they came with the clubs, which had like those needles sort of things in them. So that like
they had nails in them. There were clubs with nails in them.
Clubs with nails. Yes, exactly. And the things are like they have bought like they spent like $10 billion on Facebook, YouTube, on all this social media, so that like they are not to propagate their propaganda. And
well, this is what's called Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Yes. These are all communist fronts. And we have many of them in the United States, and they've been communist China, and communist the Soviet Union have been putting their subliminal propaganda into the United States now for so long that we now have in the United States we have two political parties. We have conservatives and we have communists.
Yes.
If they use the word Democrat or progressive, that's a different word for communist, and they do the same thing, and you can see it in all of these places. Except Coeur d'Alene, of course, because we stood up, 1,600 of us stood up and said, you're not coming into our town. But yes. They use clubs. They use sticks. They use skateboards.
Yes.
So this is what communists do.
Yes.
Harchin and Kurt, we have one of our instructors is of Chinese descent or Chinese heritage. He's an American. Mm-hmm. And his name is Mike Ma, M-A-H. Is how he spells his last name. And his wife, he was married to this lovely lady. She's been to our house, and she passed away. And years later, he decided he was going to find a wife. He's looking all over, couldn't find the right gal. So he went to China. He came back from China, and he said, can't find a wife over there. They're all communists. They don't know how to think. Arjun, thank you so much for being with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DV design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Just released figures from the government showing over 1.5 million Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. Those numbers from the Labor Department pushing the total number of jobless claims filed over the past 13 weeks to about 46 million, but the latest report is basically in line with what analysts were expecting and is way lower than the weekly claims filing numbers were when the pandemic first began. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms saying morale on the police department in her city is, quote, down tenfold ever since charges were filed in the death of Rayshard Brooks last Friday. Former officer Garrett Roth, who's accused of pulling the trigger killing Brooks, faces murder and other charges. His colleague faces a list of charges including aggravated assault. And this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo has now given the Big Apple the green light to enter phase two of the state's four-step reopening process as of this upcoming Monday. The governor says the number of infections and hospitalizations from COVID-19 have continued to drop across the city, though he's still urging New Yorkers to take precautions to prevent a new spike in cases. Phase two will mean restaurants across the city would be able to offer outdoor dining. Offices, salons, barbershops, and houses of worship could also reopen with reduced capacity. The half-brother of a black man who was found hanging from a tree north of Los Angeles recently is dead after a shootout with sheriff's deputies. Robert Fuller's half-brother was killed on Wednesday afternoon. Deputies responding to a report that Taron Boone was assaulting and kidnapping his ex when he allegedly opened fire at the officers. At least two dozen shots could be heard ringing out in audio from a nearby doorbell camera. A woman sitting in a vehicle where Boone was shot was also wounded. And a 7-year-old girl was in a back seat when it all happened. She apparently escaped without injury. And NASA is preparing for another trip to Mars. The space agency is to launch its Mars Perseverance rover into orbit on the 20th of July, and it's expected to land on Mars in February. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kurt Wilson's with us, the armchair survivalist, and we've been talking about the Chi-Coms. And just to put an exclamation point on what we're talking about, New York Post says that the Chinese manufacturer was charged with selling over 140,000 fake KN95 masks. So, goes on to say, the article goes on to say, Chinese manufacturer shipped thousands of adulterated and misbranded respirator masks in the United States in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic. And so these 140,000 bogus KN95 masks, similar to the N95 respirators used by healthcare workers that were battling COVID-19. So what they did was these masks were tested. And a 95 mask means it will remove or filter out about 95% of harmful airborne particles. So the Chi-Com version filtered out 22% on average. So I guess they should call them NG-22s, like no good 22s. That's
Whenever I was a master gunsmith for 25 years, and whenever I had a firearm that we could not repair, I wrote NFG on it. And you can figure out what that stood for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about substandard Chinese products, and they, I got to tell you, you look at some of what they do; it's amazing what they can do with paint. They took a General Electric microwave oven, and they were able. The Chinese were when they manufactured this GE branded microwave oven, they were able to skip the entire priming process and priming the cavity where the microwave cooking is done. They were able to not prime it and then paint it, so they just painted it. And what happens is the paint flakes off and it falls down. Gravity works really well 100% of the time, and the paint would flake off and land in your food, and that crunchy stuff that you're chewing is the paint.
I discovered that years and years ago. I wanted to buy a vice. See, I worked on M1 Garands, and I was changing barrels on M1 Garands, so you have to lock the receiver down hard and have a big wrench. I mean, it takes a lot of effort. So I wanted a big vise. So I went to Harbor Freight, and I bought the biggest vise they had there, and heavy as hell. And I installed it, and I put the receiver of the M1 Garand in there, and I cranked it down, and there was a loud crack. And I'm not exaggerating. A third of the vise fell off.
Yeah, that's common.
It was Bondo, and the whole vise was held together with that thick paint that they use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So really, I've seen these Chicom vices. They're absolute garbage, and I wanted to buy a vise, Kurt, and I found one on Craigslist. And I think it was either $55 or $65 for a used vice from, let's say, the 1960s. And I was delighted to be able to buy it. Because if you look today, if you went to Sears when they were still around, or any of the other big box stores, they're pretty much all from China, all the vices. Doesn't matter what the brand name on it is, they're pretty much all from China. So if you want to buy a good quality vice, you're going to have to get one that was made in this country many, many years ago. Or Poland, maybe. Poland made some pretty good vices, too.
Yeah. Well, that's what yard sales are for.
Right.
You find stuff there. Grandpa died and is selling all the stuff, and he used actual tools.
So, Kurt, I went to your website a couple days ago, and I sent you I don't know if you got it, because I don't know if my emails get out. I certainly
didn't
receive them.
Found some security flaw there. Did you check it again?
No, but, you know, it came up when I went to your website. It's like, warning from Firefox, the browser, said, warning, whatever you do, don't go here.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's a setting in Firefox. What it is that, and this is the problem. I have all my sites. Like, if you want to know anything about my radio show, go to armchairsurvivalist.com. It has the HTTPS for secure in front of it, okay? So that's an indication that it's a safe website to go to. But I have pictures on there that I had not, I was calling them. You know what that means? You're calling them from when the page shows up, that page is saying, okay, go to this place and pull the picture up for this. Well, where I was pulling those pictures up wasn't a secure site. And I didn't know that. So I thank you for sending me that data. So I went back through there. If you go to armchairsurvivalist.com right now, Benny, you probably won't get a warning. But
I did not. I went there this morning and no warning.
Okay, good. Yeah, thanks. I appreciate you telling me that. So I discovered what the problem was, and I fixed it. But it's a security setting in Firefox. You can change that, but it's fine to leave it like it is. That way, you know, people...
What is happening in your world with your business? Is the system angry with you?
First things first, I got to do something else. Okay, because time is of the essence, right? And we got to handle this Atlanta. You know what's that 11-time loser got shot for shooting a cop with his taser. Just so everybody knows, my son is on a bunch of message boards. You know what Reddit is?
Tell everybody what it is.
Okay, Reddit is like Facebook, but it's a website you go to, and there are thousands of what's called subreddits. Like there's an area you go to and talk about video games. Another one you can talk about frogs. Another one you can talk about firearms. Another one you can talk about whatever. And people have a subreddit for everything. Well, he's monitoring this right now, and there is one subreddit in there that's put out by verified police officers. Not just some guy calling himself that. So you have moderators for each one of these subreddits that they verify things. And anybody who posts there is a verified law enforcement officer somewhere in the world. So my son's on there, and he knows a lot of these guys personally. He does all of this crap. I'm more meat and potatoes type guy. He's more in the millennial garbage like that. As of 4:52 p.m. last night, there are 7 police zones in Atlanta. Okay? One of them is the airport. So you have 6 actual police zones. As of 4:52 last night, only one zone was answering 911 calls. And then after midnight, there was no calls whatsoever being answered at 911. In mass, the police departments are quitting in Atlanta. I don't mean 20 or 30 people. I'm talking hundreds are quitting. They're driving their cars to the precinct, walking in, handing them the keys, and walking out. So Atlanta, as of now, has no law enforcement. It has no capability to respond to any emergency situations. So the communists want to know what it's like to have a utopian country with no law enforcement. Go to Atlanta. That's what you'll find. This is happening. You heard me mention, Tarjan, that there's only 2 political parties in the United States. There's conservatives and there's communists. There is nothing else. Anybody who in any way, shape, or form even thinks in their mind Black Lives Matter has a point, they're communists. Now, you know we stopped them here in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. 1,600 of us, armed men and women, went downtown Coeur d'Alene and stopped them from coming in. The police liked it because they could run the perimeter and they captured different guys who were coming in with weapons and rocks and that kind of crap. But we stopped them. And I have friends now. These people are going everywhere. Every little town, they're going. And they're going to be doing all kinds of stuff. I've been on the air now for 24 years or something. And I'm finding myself more and more having to tell people about this political crap that we have to go through now. And, I was the third person to go to the meet to stand up against BLM here in North Idaho. And after an hour, I turned to my friend. I said, the cost of freedom is eternal vigilance, isn't it? And it had never struck me what that meant, ever. It's a lot of damn work. You know, we're standing guard for 4 to 8 hours in the heat. And we've got to make sure that the pinheads in society are protected from these people that they claim have a point. And it's to the point that, you know what, we're going to have to let some of these places burn. We're going to have to. Stand back, and we'll do... You read the book Atlas Shrugged, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so we need to stand back and let the world shrug.
Okay, so... Zero Hedge has been demonetized by Google, and they've got a quote. They've got a quote exactly what you're talking about, and the Atlanta police are saying the opposite. quote, well, the article says, early suggestions that multiple officers from each zone had walked off the job were inaccurate. Inaccurate. The department is experiencing higher than usual number of callouts with the incoming shift. We have enough resources to maintain operations and remain able to respond to incidents. Released by Atlanta Police Department. So
yeah, that was, here, that, here was we, released, that was released last night about 10 o'clock to CNN.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, and that's pure BS. That's pure propaganda.
That's what we've been saying here at USA Prepares. You can read articles that are pro and con, whatever the issue is, at the same time, and then it's even worse than that. It's hard to tell the truth. Then you can, and right now you can read within the same articles, pro and con.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it's very, very confusing.
Communication is one of the areas that has to be controlled for a total takeover. And you know how Facebook and Google and Twitter and all of these high-tech things purposely do two things. One, they restrict what an American can say, what a conservative can say. And two, they promote communism. Now, I mentioned Reddit. One of the biggest subreddit on Reddit was the Donald. It's all about Trump, of course. They canceled it. They hid it. They are purposely restricting what we can see, and that it's the truth. You know, you hear from one person who says, hey, I heard from my third uncle who was dating this woman. You know, you hear all this third-party information. But if you go on to Reddit, you can see the person who it's happening to talk about it. And they don't want that.
Yeah, we'll be right back with Kurt Wilson, the Armchair Survivalist.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kurt Wilson's with us, the armchair survivalist, broadcaster, well-known broadcaster throughout the world. And I am proud to be his friend. And I am proud to have him as my friend. And we think so much alike, and we've never met each other. And I have a feeling that his son was raised in a very similar fashion to the way our sons were raised. And here's what happened, Kurt. So a guy came up to the gate. We have a long driveway. You can't see the house from the gate, the road gate. We live on a dirt road. This guy came up who we knew, a middle-aged guy, and he stopped our son who was baling hay. Our son, you know, got off the tractor, walked over to the gate. The guy wanted us to vote for a particular person within the area. And our son said, "We don't vote." The guy said, "But you don't vote?" And I'm paraphrasing all this. And he said, "No, we don't vote because our mailbox gets bashed, it gets stolen, people around here stab us in the back. No. No, we know what it's like. We know who these people are. We're not going to vote for any of them." And so then the guy said, "What about Laclede Electric? Are you, you know, is your dad going to run for the director's position?" And my son reluctantly, you know, didn't really answer the question on purpose. So then this guy said to our son, "Well, what about if they come to your house?" Meaning, you know, these BLM protesters. "What if they come to your house?" And our son said to him, "I don't think they'll make it that far."
See, I would have looked at him and said, "You see that tractor? That's what that's for. It's to dig holes."
Well, you know, I've said that on the air. You know, I've said things like, "We've got a backhoe. We have an outdoor wood furnace that has a 4 foot by 5 foot firebox. You know, might have to use a chainsaw, you know, make everything fit, but it'll fit."
Yeah, and that's how where it's going to have to go. I
went to the farmers cooperative years ago, and I said, and they know me there. I mean, everybody knows me. And I said, y'all sell hydrated lime, right?" And they said, "Yeah." I said, 50 pound bags? "Yeah." "Can I buy some?" "Uh-huh." Now, hydrated lime, class, if you don't know what it's for, it works really well when you sprinkle it on dead things. And it helps, Yeah. It kills the odor. So, you know, if you have some rotting flesh, you just sprinkle some hydrated lime on there and, you know, you can't smell it for miles, as you might be able to if you didn't spread that hydrated lime on there.
We used it in the outhouse.
Well, they did it in the Philippines too during World War II when the American military went to liberate the Philippines. There are dead bodies everywhere. And that's where I learned about it, because my dad was involved in the liberation of the Philippines during World War II. And he said, Vinny, you will never forget the smell of rotting flesh. And that's what the army did, because there were so many dead bodies. So, you know, when you do things like that by hydrated lime, and you have a big outdoor firebox, and you have a bulldozer and a backhoe, and you say, yeah, it's okay, I've got a backhoe. People slowly understand what you're trying to tell them. And people leave us alone. Do you know that? Other than our mailbox. They don't get any closer than that. That's as close as they get.
Well, I'll tell you, and I'm old enough that I've seen communists take over at other countries. And I worked for people who escaped other countries that turned communist. What we're seeing right now, and this is worldwide, okay? What we're going through in the United States is happening all over the world. This is a major push by communists to take over many parts of the world. First thing to do is eradicate all history. That's why these psychos want to tear down all these statues. And they want to rename all kinds of things. Remember, two political parties, conservative and communist. And that'll encompass every single person in the United States. You get people to say, oh, I'm not political, but I think Black Lives Matter have a point. Well, that's a communist. You have these, they call themselves Democrats or progressives in the Congress and in the House, and you see them on TV. They're communists because they want the complete destruction, eradication of everything American, and put it back into a gender-neutral communist state. Exactly what they want. Which brings me to a point. I don't understand how they can do a gender neutral now, because these communists have dreamed up 126 genders.
Yeah. Hey, Kirk, do you remember a guy by the name of Nikita Khrushchev back in 1959, and he pounded on the desk at the UN, and he said, "We will bury you." And he was a communist, without firing a shot.
Yeah,
he said, "We will bury you," without firing a shot. And it looks like they're trying to do that. We'll be right back with Kurt Wilson. We're going to play a clip about the police when we come back. It's only 2 minutes. I'd like Kurt to hear. He probably has heard it, but I'd like the class to hear it. Then we can talk a little bit about, you know, respect and the police.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.